Wolf, I saw Clownius again. Clownius said he was always second place to someone. And he said you knew who that animal is and who the next bad guy is. My grandpa was the first over Clownius. He sent me a message in the fire. He sent me a message, something that wasn't even clear to him, but it was black shapes overtaking the world. If the spirit and the shapes take over together, the world will for sure be gone for good. Some things we cannot change, my grandpa said, but time can change easily. Thank you, Wolf, for all you know, but we must hurry. I see them. They're coming. First, we've got to deal with the spirit. Then we can focus on what your grandpa said. They're here. Bull, use your nature powers to control the vines. Use the vines to hold them back as long as you can. Wolf, use your discs for nature and help Bull hold them back. Wizard, I hope you're ready because we're going now. Lion, Bear, follow me. We need to get them towards this way. Wolf, protect the right. Bull, protect the left. Wizard, go as fast as you can. Wolf, hold it. Hold it for longer. Bull, hang in there. We're almost gone. Lion, go with them too. Bear, hurry before it's too late. I'll help Bull and Wolf. Spirit, I see you have broken through my protections, but you will not hold our strength for long. We will defeat you and know what Clownius told you. Me about one who was always ahead of you. And Wolf knows the rest. You might be clever, but you're not clever enough to defeat us.
I see you've learned more of the truth, young tiger. But I am still too clever for you. Everything might seem like the puzzle pieces are about to get into your head, but they're not. You cannot stop me because I have more power than anyone. Soon the world will be mine. Guards, get these rodents out of my sight. They are worth nothing to me. Your little rebellion will fail soon enough, and the world will be mine.
I think I see fire. Hurry, guys. Catch up with Wizard. The Bear and Lion, hurry, the fire is catching us. Tiger, hurry, hurry, the fire can destroy anything in its path. The only thing that can stop it is thunder. I don't have a thunder disc. The fire will rage through the forest till everything in its path is destroyed, and we are in its path. If the spirit is cruel enough to do this, then we need to give him a taste of his own medicine. We need to make something that's impossible for him to stop. But first we need to get out of this fire. It's catching up to us. Tiger, tell me you have a plan. It's getting closer and closer. Lizard and the others are out of sight. If we don't make it, we better hope that they make it and defeat the spirit. I have a plan. The only thing between us and Clownius is the fire. If we drive the fire far enough and then put it out, then Clownius will be too far away. He will most likely see us, but we must hope that Wizard has enough energy to teleport us. I'm not sure. This is very risky, but if you drive the fire for as long as possible, I'll use my mind control to hurl down the thunder to take the fire, to make the fire stop. When the fire is stopped, when we're far enough, Wizard will teleport us out before Crownius can catch us. Bull, go find the others. We need to make sure they're in safe distance. Wolf, put a disc in for nature and use the vines to make Crownius not get past the fire. His guards are immune to fire. Their weakness is water, which means Crownius cannot cross the fire. But with his hundreds of zombies combined, they are as powerful as Crownius. Use the vines to hold them back. Back, back, hold them back. Drive the fire for as long as you can, no matter what. If I have to risk my mind blowing up, I'll do it for you guys. The thunder is coming down. Wolf, as fast as you can. Crownius, his army's here. Run, run, run. They have a short enough distance now to shoot fire. I'm making a shield around us. I'm not sure it can hold long enough. Wizard, I know you're not ready, but you need to take a risk and do it for us. The fire is burning the shield. It's now or never. Give it all your powers. Help, Wizard. Help us. They're coming. Hurry.
I thought you might get away this time, but you're too foolish. You think you can always win and never get it out of your mind. But now I will take over. The fire will burn your shield, and you will be mine, along with the world. You cannot stop something that's already been destroyed, and you have already been destroyed, because once the fire burns, you will be nothing but plain old ashes under my command. Now let go of the shield. It's no use anyway.
I will join you, Tiger. I'll give you as much power as I can to help Lizard and the shield. Now, together, the shield will hold stronger. Lizard, you have more time. Focus. I know you can do it deep down. Take a deep breath and burst your powers, because it depends all on you to help save the world. Hold it back, Tiger. The fire is burning. The shield is barely strong enough. Bull, Wolf, Bear, help us. Join us. Yes, yes, the shield is getting strong enough. Remember, Lizard, you can do this. Now use all your powers to help the shield, and the shield will transport us. Hold on, the shield is going to burst!
Thank you for all your help. My powers now hold the shield. We will get out of this. I know we can. Hold on, everyone! We're traveling through time. It's taking longer than usual. My powers are not fully recharged, but to get out of that, I used everything I had. My powers will be strong enough now.
It's still like Alaska. I'm covered in snow. I'm not sure how much longer I can hold on. It's still snowing through time. I hope this doesn't usually happen, because if it does, we'll all freeze to death. We must make it to Massachusetts in time, or else it will be doomed. We need to get to our mansion and protect every...
Tiger! Tiger! Wake up! Wake up! Stay strong! Hang in there! We're almost there!